about his theory of Lacula in the Old Testament. He asked me where's the Old Testament.
You said you were involved in this.
Okay. For all times, let's give us your.
This is Tuckwayo.
Count
is Deuteronomy. If anybody knows who Tuckwayo is.
Which battle is that?
What?
Deuteronomy?
I don't know. He says it is in the part of the Bible that talks about Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah. And, so if there are any Old Testament scholars. Lot is somehow involved in all of this, and he doesn't really understand it. But it seems that in the beginning of time, Genesis is also mixed up with this, obviously. God put gold in the mountains, shells in the ocean, and hence Europeans go to the mountains for gold, and that's their valuable. And he takes gold to be very much as valuable as of the same quality as shells. And harpoons go to the ocean to get shells to trade in the kula.
Mm-hmm.
And hence the kula is validated by the Bible.
Has anybody else got any modern theories of the kula? And Europeans? And
did you say St. Paul?
What?
Did you say St. Paul was a Belgianist?
No, Lot.
Who?
Lot.
Lot.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
No, Lot, not St. Paul.
Anybody else heard any private theories, Sharon?
Well, I don't know. It was, yes, one person was telling me a myth about Casababuareta. He likened Casababuareta to Jesus's, is it son or was it his brother? One other son or brother. And that they had a fight. And Jesus told Casababuareta to get out of the house and go. And Casababuareta went to the Milne Bay and set up the kula, you see.
Mm.
And the kula is very, it creates peace, which is what Jesus is doing over there in his world,
yes,
over in
Galilee.
This is that's a variation of Tauhou, which is a common, like, do you know Tauhou?
Malignant spirit, it calls it.
Yeah, okay,
no, you've got to be confused thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The legend of Tauhou.
Another Tauhou.
No, it's the same Tauhou.
Tauhou is kind of confused, at least where I was, but there is a legend that's common in the Milne Bay area and parents of Southern Milne Bay about this pair of brothers, Tauhou number one and Tauhou number two. Something different things happen to create a fight between them. One of them commits adultery with the other's wife or something like this. There are different versions. With the net result that Tauhou number two goes to Germany and he took all the European tools with him, and hence Europeans have European tools. And Tauhou number one stayed in Papua, and all he had was spears and fishnets and stuff. And hence, Papuans don't have guns and knives and good stuff like this.
The standard two brothers card.
There are a lot of different variations. And some versions, there's only one Tauhou, and some there's two. And this is the same Tauhou is used as a cognitive. In the same way that Jim did a lot.
Yes,
Malinowski talks about the Tauhou. The Tauhou is really Tauhou.
Yeah.
I've got
so
the references in my paper because I mentioned it as one of the things that goes through in my sample with enormous variations.
Got John Collins, are there any modern theories of the kula? Where are the kula coming from?
No, I think it's necessary to distinguish the situation. Behavior, the cosmovision, the United Church vision about the kula. I saw in Mikrovina the cosmovision is very it's in opposition at kula because perhaps because not native people is coming in United Church in a Catholic Church, but sometimes the United Church members they are involved in kula too and the magic spell too. It's very necessary to distinguish. The behavior of the Catholic Church and the Native Church.
Yes, I should point out just one brief note on that. One of the men who's central to Shrubbery and Cricket, in fact, the old man who has the very lively personality and speaks from the edge of the field, etc., he is Pulitala, and he was for about 45 to 50 years a missionary for the Methodists. He also was the successor to the leader of Gumilababa village. He gave up polygyny. He fought cats and dogs with the missionaries from the 1920s up to, as I say, about 1960, over his involvement of the kula, which, while giving up polygyny, he was unwilling to give up his kula participation when he was stationed in Salamo and Dobu and on Kitawa and on Kailun and Kiriman. He continued to be in it, and he regarded his insistent participation against the directions and effect of the European missionary as a thing which led to his lack of promotion. He didn't actually make it very far up the ladder of the statuses inside the church itself. He wanted to be a minister, and he worked very hard, and he's a very bright character, and by all rhyme and reason it would seem that he would have made it, but he didn't make it. He felt rather disgruntled with the church at the end of his career, which he partly put down to their continued opposition to his kula participation for 40 years. So in this case,
one thing that I'm interested in, just because I found one example of this, is in myths, are there many, I'm now talking about the traditional mythology rather than the syncretist version, are there any accounts of why the things go in certain directions? Why the shells go? One of the things that I found, and to my great joy, Mike hadn't found it in Jeunesse and Ballantine myths, is they kill a sort of hero who comes out of the ground. They slaughter him. He's been stealing their. He's a chief. He's been bringing up his people out of the ground, stealing their gardens from their gardens every night and going back down and eating it and this sort of thing. And they kill him. Now, when they kill him, he's dressed completely in all his finery. He's got his shell necklace on. He's got egg shell things, what do they call those?
Egg pois,
on his shins and belt and everything on. They kill him. And part of the thing of dissipating his power, I mean it's stated in the myth, is to send the shells in different directions, that as they now do, I mean that's the statement, that as they now do, Bagi went to so-and-so and the Saka-saka went to another place, and the other place went internal, so it's only used an internal term. Now this is Angudna, which is no longer in the kula.
Missing key. I mean, but this is a good enough myth, presumably.
Well, it's only a very small section of the two parrots myth. I've forgotten what it's called.
Well, did Mike translate the thing?
Yes, I got him to translate it, because I found it, because they couldn't translate the objects, but it seemed to me when I looked at it, it was obviously I recognised moi,
yeah,
and something that looked like Safi Safi, I can't remember, Safi Safi. So I thought, well, it's obvious he's dressed in kula equipment. And so I got him to translate it when he arrived, because it has no translation in the actual translation of the myth. Uh-huh. They just leave out those words, so it doesn't make it quite clear.
Yeah.
But I think it seems to me that it's obviously a myth about the kula. It could be used in as a myth. I just wondered if that occurs anywhere else. Is there this two-parrot myth?
No.
What is the two-parrot myth?
I got into the...
We'll go to lunch shortly. And do this after lunch. How about that?
Yes.
That sounds like it.
According to Dublin mythology, they went north to get Bagi. That's where Gasparo later went. He went from the north to Sinigeto or Bakut or some place like that to get Bagi, which they don't do.
Why
did
he come down from the
north?
According to legend, they went north to get Bagi and not Wiley.
And then he got flipped around somehow.
Yes.
Well, with the introduction of wristwatches.
Now, that in the myth of Casparo, they go up north to get the Vaigua. And they come back down, and for various reasons, Casparo gets mad, and he breaks apart the Vaigua and throws half of it down throughout the Rossel and says, you people are the ones who make the shells. And he holds on to the other half and uses it for kula and starts it off in the other direction. And he says, from now on, Vaigua will go around go north and the Wadi come down south.
Mm.
Oh, but this is your version of Castle White Road, not in Ireland.
No.
That's not the right. That's not the.
Have you got your text of that so we can look through it in some detail?
It's in my room.
Well, after lunch?
I will be going. I'm going
right
now.
Well, that's not good of a sense.
Made a copy for. I mean, we could make a copy of it.
Well, I don't know if you don't mind. I mean, obviously it's your material, but if I'm sure everybody would love
it. No, if you want to have a look at the myth.
I don't know whether Gomara KDK does still in Kula or not.
There is a valuable copy of Gomara KDK.
Yeah.
Gomara KDK does still in Kula?
Well, I don't know if it's the same one.
That's the one that gets by letter. Down.
I asked them about that, and they said it probably wasn't the same one that gets by letter.
I heard it written
earlier. Yes, I don't have a key to it.